BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one.
Yes.
Joe from Sigma plays Innuendo Bingo, one of the best real or no reels we've had in ages. And Chris creates a new Young Farmers anthem.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Mills here. Chris off of Hemel Hempstead, I was just reading your text there. He says, did you dump Chris at the services last night, or did he beg you to keep him? I did meet Chris at the service station, Beaconsfield to be precise, which
what's
is...
What's a service station
Oh, my word. I think it may have replaced Fleet as my favourite.
Do you know what? I've been on holiday to worse places than that.
Yeah, I know you have. I mean, it was banging in there.
It's huge, isn't it?
Big up Beaconsfield Services. One of the best, if not the best, in the UK. Sorry, Fleet. You've got to catch up. Anyway, yes, I did meet Chris at the service station, which, as we discovered, are prime locations for people to dump their boyfriends or girlfriends. But no, we're all still here together. No. Like, obviously, he's here this afternoon. It all went quite well.
Yeah, actually, I did have in the back of my head, could this be a dumping?
This just could be the end.
Because the service station is just the perfect place to do it, isn't it? It's not around your parents, it's not around my parents.
Yeah.
If you are going to bin me off from the show, you don't really want anyone else around
when you break
the news.
This is what people were saying yesterday. We had loads of texts and tweets about it from people saying that they have dumped people at service stations because it's kind of, you know, not on anyone's territory and you have to kind of drive quite far to get there. There was one person that texted in yesterday saying that they had the final chat with their girlfriend and then bought all her bin bags of stuff to the service station to give to her to put in the boot of her car.
I got a tweet from someone and this put a whole new spin on it, basically saying, look, it is a good place to dump because it's not a very nice thing, but then you can drive off and there is all the comfort food there available.
Especially at Beaconsfield.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tara's been on saying, yep, yeah, true, I got dumped in the car park at a service station of a restaurant that rhymes with Whack-Donald's. Right there next to the service station. He told me he loved me, but more like a sister.
Oh,
classic.
Classic dumping talk, that, isn't it?
Dumping chat. And more like a sister. Didn't even get her any nuggets to soften the blow. Awful. Harsh. Really harsh. Hearing reports from Tom that Cobham is rivaling Beaconsfield in the service station area.
Good.
We need to get involved with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We haven't even mentioned it yet. Innuendo Bingo is coming up with Joe off of Sigma.
Yes.
He fancied a rematch. You weren't here last time Joe was on.
He played this game. It was his debut and someone else played. I think it was Rihanna off Films or Gemma Kearney.
Gemma. Yeah.
Gemma Kearney, right. Yeah. Okay.
So Joe from Sigma is on at 1:45. He just wanted to be spat on by you, basically.
Yeah, well, I'm well up for it.
Yeah.
Well up for it.
Yeah. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's George.
Hello, George. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
How can I help?
Well, basically, I was just wondering, Chris, she's mentioned Chris doing some homework on Monday about doing an Avicii cover.
Yes.
Has he done it? Do we know? I'm a young farmer, so I'm keen to hear it.
Yes, young farmer. How old are you?
19.
And where do you farm?
Tunbridge.
Yes. Great question.
Where do you farm?
Where do you farm?
I like it that you lot keep on top of things like this because I just forget. I completely forgot that I told Chris to do, or asked Chris to do some homework.
I was mowing at the time, so I thought mowing would be a good thing to put in the song.
Okay, cool. Chris, have you actually done it?
No, we're on for this. So I've written some lyrics in the sort of breakdown-y bit for the Avicii song. They're particularly farmy. I hope you'll approve. And, what do you want to do, Mills? Do this later on? Let's do it later.
But you've written the lyrics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've got them all down.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so all young farmers out there, you know the current Avicii song, Waiting for Love? We think it sounds really farmy. So for all the young farmers, we've done a special version tailored to your needs. And you can hear that a bit later on. Good work. Thanks for reminding me.
All right, Scott.
All right, George. See you later.
Yeah, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've got just one of Sigma playing Innuendo Bingo today.
That's all fine. Because that's the beautiful thing about being in Sigma, isn't it? One of you can do one thing, one of you can be out doing the other thing.
I believe that Cameron is in Las Vegas, but Joe was so keen. He's like, yeah, I'll come in. It's a bit like back in the day when on my show we had LMFAO booked. I mean, it's not the same as this, Joe, because he's in the building. It's not, I mean, obviously a much bigger guest.
Yeah.
But I believe it was. Are they called Red Foo and Sky Blue?
Yes.
Or did I make that up?
No. That's it.
Yeah. And Sky Blue could not be bothered. So, or maybe it was ill. So we just had Red Foo. So all the show was like, coming up, it's just Red Foo from LMFAO. No, hang on, was it the other one?
Well, it's a bit like when you go on nights out and they'll be performing in a local nightclub, like various different people, and there's one of. Do you know what I mean? It's like a band, but there's the bassist is there doing a DJ set.
I do apologise, Joe, if you're listening outside in the little live lounge bit for comparing you to LMFAO. That wasn't intended. That was a mistake.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joe from Sigma. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you today?
I'm all right, thanks.
Wonderful.
Now, where's Cameron, please?
Cameron's in Vegas.
Oh, actually,
I think I might have pulled the short straw there.
Yeah. Well, you got Blackpool in 2 days.
Oh, right. You got an eye on the diary.
You're going up the tower.
I see.
Is there trouble in paradise or something? You've fallen out.
Oh, nothing like that. You know, he's the one with the visa. So yeah, he's the lucky one.
The great thing is though, because me and Chris have started doing a few DJ gigs together now at student unions. We're kind of like budget Sigma. The great thing is you can earn double the money because he's out there being Sigma and then you're in Blackpool being Sigma.
Yeah.
And then on the 22nd, is it you or Cam in Estonia being Sigma?
That's Cam. Yeah.
That's Cam.
You see, that's what we should do, Mills. If we had a joint name, rather than just saying our names, if we had an overall name for us two as a duo, like the Swedish House Mafia.
I know.
But then it means that basically one of us could just go out.
Yeah.
What I do want to know is how do you guys play? Do you play back to back? Is this it?
Skin on skin.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And
you're like rewinding tunes. And
oh, you can imagine, can't you, Joe?
Dropping the bombs like Westwood.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm glad that you've come in for a little rematch of bingo today because Chris wasn't here last time.
Yeah, I missed out on this. I felt gutted when I saw it because I'm big. You know this. I'm a massive fan of yours. So when I saw you playing with someone else, I felt jealous.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was fun last time, but I think we're going to up the levels this time.
Yeah. Let's make it very wet.
It's quite hot today, so I think we could all do with a bit of a cool down, couldn't we?
Yeah, it looks like everyone's got the shorts on.
Yeah, everyone's got the shorts on today. Have you been in Ibiza as well?
Yes, we were in Ibiza last week filming a video to the new single.
It's all right, isn't it? Like, your life's all right at the moment.
It could be worse.
So Joe is going to play Innuendo Bingo in just a minute. You can go on the Ready One website and you can watch this. You know, it's got its own programme now on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
Dean in Gloucester and several other tweets I've seen. It's blowing people's mind that you can watch it on the telly now and not just on YouTube.
It's a slight difference, but it does make watching it, it does make it very different, doesn't it?
Just sit there, relax and, you know, maybe put it on tonight with a cup of tea or a glass of wine or whatever. Just relax and enjoy the programme, Innuendo Bingo on BBC iPlayer. Do you know, the tweets that I see from you about airlines are my absolute favourites.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
Anything that's moaning, that's Cam, by the way.
Oh, is it?
He's the whiner of the two.
But it's my favourite. It's just like, and then there was no sandwich.
I know. It's like hashtag DJs complaining, hashtag first world problems.
But DJs complaining is also a great Twitter account.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to tweet something just to get on that Twitter account?
No.
Do you want something like massively extravagant? Yeah, what was your one?
It's normally when you go to an airport, isn't it? And they pick up on it and they're like, I don't think
we've actually been retweeted by them yet.
Not yet. Yeah. But that's life goals though, really. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That is good. Sigma and Ella Henderson on BBC Radio 1 with Glitterball. Sounded amazing. I remember I played that first when you came to see us at Big Weekend. Sounds good.
Oh, thanks. Great.
Really good.
Thank you,
mate. And Ella Henderson's been on as well. I she's hearing her song.
How
Radio
was
1
she?
Now. She's good. She says she can't wait for you all to see the video soon. But it's getting her excited for summer. And she's actually just posted a picture of when she played Innuendo Bingo as a TBT. Come back soon, Ella, because we know that you've got massive spray.
It's true.
It is true. Okay, the cameras are on. Let's play Innuendo Bingo with Joe from Sigma. It's a very summery look today, guys.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Joe doesn't even look bothered. He doesn't even look scared or anything. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, I've done this before, yeah.
Exactly,
you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not a newbie. Okay, so you know the rules. No hands rule. If the water's going to come out, it needs to come out over each other. And when you put the water in, I'll tell you when to do that. Then obviously the water will spray out if you find the innuendo bingo funny. Let's go for a wet one, lads, because it's pretty hot today.
Right, then, ready, mate?
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
And we're starting with Escape to the Wild with Kevin MacLeod. Now, Kevin has really had his eyes opened travelling to distant countries. But here he sounds like he's just a little bit jealous.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. Dinosaur cows.
Yeah.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
That's a new one. Oh, it's good.
That's so good.
You got me.
Chris, you particularly liked that one at the on Tuesday.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
He is, of course, talking about the man's cattle. All happens on Escape to the Wild. So many of you send that in, including Charles and Joel and Chloe. So thank you. Now we're going over to BBC One. And it appears that Chef Nigel Slater, is he one of your favourites? Ish. Well, Nigel's cooking, because he's a chef, but for a change is mixing in a very special ingredient.
Now for Bruno's thick custard.
It's coming.
Here it comes.
It's coming.
Yeah. Thank you to Andy on the Isle of Wight for sending that one in. Water, please, Chris.
Ready?
Oh. You know what?
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
It's an old one, but a goodie.
What, have you heard these before?
I've heard the Ken Brown one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Some of them. Some of them are classics.
Ken Brown's, it's one of my favourites. There's times where I just text Scott saying Ken
Brown used to soak his balls in hot water. Over to the US Open now. On BBC Radio Wales, where golfer Jamie Donaldson is discussing the golf course in quite some detail.
It's all about putting. The fairways are quite wide in places, so there's not much skill in certain areas, but then on other holes it's quite tight.
Yeah. Good shot, Joe. that got Chris.
I need to get him back for the first one.
That got Chris in all the wrong places.
But then on other holes it's quite tight.
Jamie, they're discussing the difficulty of the Chambers Bay golf course. Thanks to Grant for that one. Now we're going to Inside the Factory. And it really was tough being a milkmaid in the olden days. Imagine how frustrating this must be.
After churning until my arms ache, I'm starting to realise what a difficult job being a dairymaid would have been.
So we are hitting now the 2.5 hours and it's still not come.
It's a lot faster now because they use machines to process the milk. It just must be annoying.
So we are hitting now the 2.5 hours and it's still not come.
Dan in Tunbridge Wells sent that one in.
Thanks for that, Dan. Thanks. Soaking.
Are you enjoying the game? It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Now we're going to Animal Saints and Sinners. And there's been a terrible accident involving the local caretaker.
We've gone round to assess them and one of them did actually try to attack us. One of them's also bitten the caretaker in the communal area.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, water please. Richard Maley now on BBC Two. And he is making the most of the amazing weather that's coming our way.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Richard Maley there. Water, please. Lots of it. Go on, Chris. Get it down, yeah?
Well, yeah, we're getting through it. You can store a lot. You're like Ella Henderson.
Yeah. So like a camel.
Camel.
No, no, I'm not comparing Ella Henderson to a camel.
No.
But you know what I mean, storage-wise. I've made it worse.
Storage-wise.
Okay, come on.
Reload.
Reload, come on. So, Big Brother's still on Channel 5.
Marlon is creaming up Danielle.
Very, very important to use sunblock. Oh, it's wet down there today, isn't it?
But literally down there. Is that, you're aiming down.
I'm not spraying far enough, am I, mate? I need to.
Yeah, just get him straight in the face. Water, please.
Right.
Sean Keaveney now doing the breakfast show on Six Music. I think the early mornings are getting to Sean.
It's 39 minutes past eight here on BBC Radio 6 Music, and I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my come in my shorts this morning.
Oh, Sean.
I don't get the sound effects with
it. I know.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Come in my shorts this morning.
Sean Keaveney there. It was a hot day, so he thought he'd go to work in his shorts.
Right.
Like we all have today. Now over to Grand Designs. Still going. Water, please. So many people got in touch about this, but it was a repeat. It's a really good one, though. That timber frame is looking so good. But any need to describe it like this?
This timber frame fits the steelwork like a Dutch boy's finger fits a leaky dyke.
What was that?
I don't know. Great analogy there.
I don't understand.
I don't know. And one more.
Right.
Yeah. Antiques Roadshow have a very clever technique to deal with a jug with holes in it. But this isn't the right way to do it.
I'm going to blow instead. And we should, if my theory is correct, we should hear a gurgling noise.
Maybe mates. Oh, wow!
I'm blowing and I'm certainly not going to suck.
Yes! Don't try that at home. And that was Innuendo Bingo with Joe from Sigma. It was a wet one.
Nice.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Come back and see us again soon, Joe.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Scott Mills Daily. Quite a few of our listeners are listening on their holidays at the moment. Oh, I hope you're using that hotel Wi-Fi. If you're in Greece, remember it's the hotel manager's first name and then the year. It's always the Wi-Fi.
Works every time.
So it'll be Georgios, unless that's not his name, 2015.
Yes.
Laura is listening where it's 31 degrees in Mallorca. Why is it like lush everywhere now apart from here? I mean, in Europe.
Yeah,
I mean,
got quite ranty the other night.
Really,
you sent me a load
me.
Of texts.
Like, if we just had the same weather as like Spain, it'd be different completely.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Hey, you know Miguel? He was in the Live Lounge earlier. You might know him better as
the King of Mallorcan Lardy Cake, because that's what it reminds me of. Is Miguel Pujol?
It's not the same one, is it?
It's definitely not the same one.
Can you prove it?
No.
No, you can't. So Miguel was in the One Extra Live Lounge. He did two tracks on Radio 1, including Coffee, his current song. And also he did a Slaves cover. And he did three tracks on One Extra as well. You can listen back to it when you want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was awesome.
So good, isn't it?
Wow. That is Miguel and Coffee on BBC Radio 1. What? He was killing it in there with that voice. so many good texts coming in about that. And when it happened on One Extra earlier, people saying, this is why One Extra is the best station in Radio 1 because they do sessions like this. That is Miguel and Coffee. We've worked out, by the way, in that during that song, that Live Lounge, that it's not the same bloke. It's not the King of Mallorcan Lardy Cake. Weather's lush in South Wales today, Devon, big up Portsmouth as well. People are like starting to break out the sangria all over the place. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's James.
Hiya, James, where are you?
I'm sat on a John Deere tractor slew tanking in Ingleton.
Yes, young farmers. Where do you farm?
Just outside Ingleton, near Skipton.
Oh, yeah, okay. Weather good today?
It's a bit cloudy, like.
Right.
Not that bad, really. Good for putting a bit of slurry on.
I don't know.
Get your slurry on, mate.
Get your slurry on. Yeah. Nice to see you sober anyway. How can I help?
I'm just wondering when you're going to do this Young Farmer's Avicii song, like.
Yeah. I mean, I did give Chris some homework, and he says that he's done it. When's we going to do it? After half two? Yeah, he's done it.
When do you want to do it? We can do it now.
No, I just do it after half two. Is that all right? Does that fit in with your muck plans?
That should be just fine, that, yeah. Awesome. Should be grand.
All right, cool. So after half two, it's the new Avicii song, Waiting for Love, which we think is well farmy. So we've done a special Young Farmers version. So listen out for it, all right?
I will do, don't you worry. All right, then. I'll be raving along in my tractor.
Good man.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills Daily. Young Farmers, you know we love you. So many Young Farmers listen to this show. It's the perfect time of day when they're all on their tractors. So, Chris, you have done alternative lyrics for the new Avicii track, Waiting for Love.
Yeah, do you remember we were listening to that Avicii song and it sounded quite farmy.
It
in
does.
Places. And we were like, well, come on, we can help with the lyrics. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's begging for a remake. With
something to believe. It's this bit here.
Yeah, this bit. Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with hoping. Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday waiting for love. Goes on like that. Waiting for love. So you've done some lyrics about farming.
Yeah, it's like the 7 days of farming, if you will.
This is ideal because I'm actually playing a farmer's gig in Wales on Saturday, so maybe I could test it out with them,
see
what the reaction is. And let us know what you think now. I mean, I don't know what this is going to be like, but good luck, everyone. How have you researched the lyrics? Because you're not an actual farmer.
But that's the thing. I don't really know many farmery terms, but I sort of Googled it a bit.
Oh,
saw
right.
some things on Twitter.
Okay. Well, you do a lot of DJ sets for the farmers, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for your first attempt?
I'm ready if you are, yes.
Okay, so I'll just play the track in and off you go, right? Here we go. With something to believe in. Now.
No, I've got too high there. Sorry, go back. Sorry, I pitched it way too high. Go again.
That was too high. With something to believe. Go again.
Monday feeding ponies. Tuesday I was deeply ploughing. Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry. I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider!
Ah, it's really good.
Feeling that.
Really good. Some of the notes were, yeah. I mean, it's a shame we just don't have an auto-tune button.
That's fine. I've never confessed to being the best singer.
But
I'm a good songwriter, though.
No, I do. Yeah, you are. I do like it. Well done. What, really good. A bit of constructive criticism. Not farmer-like enough.
No, it's not the X Factor, mate. We don't need it. Why it's not the voice. Why are we doing this?
It needs to be more like, or.
Like what?
Right. On a farm.
Arr. That's
pirates. Like, they don't all speak like this, but like, to think a bit more like West Country.
Do an ekate and repete.
All right. On the farm. That's it. Do you want to have another go?
More like that.
More farm, yeah? All right? Okay. Go again. Something to
believe in. Monday feeding ponies. Tuesday I was deeply ploughing. Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry. I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
Yes, Chris. Yes, slay, Chris.
Cool.
Yeah, really good. You got it. However, sorry to do this again.
More constructive, is it?
No, I just think that... I think it would sound better if actual farmers, young farmers, sang it.
Well, that's what it was made for, really. Yeah. I mean, that's a lovely idea.
I mean, I'm not being offensive, but you've never spread slurry in your life.
Do you enjoy it, though?
I'd really like
the song,
it.
I mean.
Leave it with me. I think we need to get some young farmers on board. The Scott Mills Daily. Some of the farmers are questioning some of the content, lyric-wise, of your Young Farmers version of Avicii.
Why?
Only because it's not completely farming terms. Some of it's not accurate. Look, don't worry about it. Just enjoy it for what it is. Do you know what I mean? Let's not get technical. Do you know what? That song has really made me want a nice bit of pork insider now.
Yes.
Lovely bit of pork marinated in some cider gravy. Lush.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going to get a couple of young farmers to attempt your farm version of Avicii after three.
Right, okay.
Just because I think it'll sound more authentic if actual farmers sing it.
Makes
but
sense.
Thanks very much for the lyrics. Really do appreciate it. I could play it at my young farmers gig in Wales at the weekend. I think we could play it at all gigs.
Yeah.
Well, not all, actually. I mean, all farmers gigs. Obviously, if you played it like for, I don't know, like the Carpet Right Christmas party or something.
There are going to be certain situations where it doesn't work so well.
Not as much.
Do you not think what we've got, though, is a situation that, say, Ollie Murs has with Travie McCoy and Flo Rida and people like that, where Flo Rida isn't there at the gig, Travie McCoy isn't there at the gig, but they come through the speakers.
Yeah.
So if you're there and say, I'm not,
then I just point up and your voice just comes out. It's like, Monday, I was milking. Yeah, I like it. I'm particularly enjoying all of the emails I'm getting from people who listen to the podcast all around the world at the moment. Sophie's been on. She listens in Brisbane, Australia. She was hearing me talking about the former Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, who was I saw in the lift yesterday. I was well starstruck. She thinks, Sophie thinks that my accent's pretty solid, but she can teach me more words to say so I sound more Australian. Thanks for downloading the podcast every day from Australia. And David is listening right now, just emailed in, from a place called Yas Island, which is just off Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
And the dinosaurs say...
Yes.
He's living the dream, really. 41 degrees, lying by the pool, next to 10... Russian air hostesses.
Yes.
And also Luke, who listens every day, who's on his gap yaya in Thailand. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Let us know where you listen around the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Emily.
Hello.
You're a farmer.
I am, yes.
Whereabouts?
I am in East Leach in Gloucestershire.
What are you doing?
Organic pig farming.
Nice.
Of course you are.
Very nice.
I don't understand, but this show seems to be particularly big in the young farming community.
It is. Well, you're kind of on in the time where we're all sat in our tractors doing all our work, I suppose.
So do you want to be in on this farmer's anthem that we've got, the new Avicii song?
Yes, I do, thank you.
Just to paint a picture, are you looking like a farmer right now?
Kind of.
I mean, wellies and that.
Yes, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you got muck on your top?
No, actually, I'm quite clean so far, so not too many dirty jobs today.
But you've got a few pigs knocking about.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait right there, I'll be with you in a second and we can be part of this beautiful thing together.
Thank you.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
You're a farmer.
I am.
Where are you?
I'm a farm worker. I am in East Yorkshire, in a village in Leven.
Nice.
And what are you doing today?
Leading pig muck.
What does that mean? You're just moving it around?
I'm moving it around from a farm to a muck heap, yeah.
Right. Have you got muck on your top?
I've got it all over my shoes.
Are you on the tractor right now, Ben?
I am.
And can I hear that, please? Maybe just rev it up.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is that a John Deere?
It's a New Holland.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It just sounded like a John Deere, but it's obviously not.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not.
I know my tractors.
Yeah, it's impressive knowledge.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Are you ready to be part of something big, Ben?
I'm ready.
So, Emily, you've heard Chris's farmer version of Avicii, right?
Yeah.
Loving it?
Very good, yeah, very good.
I think it would be better with actual farmers singing it, though, and you're one of them.
Yes, I am.
Ben, you up for it?
I'm ready, yeah, that's fine.
You think you can do a better job than Chris?
Well, I can try.
You're more authentic.
Do you think so?
Well, yeah, you're on the farm right now.
I'm very excited about this. I like the idea of farmers jumping on this.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready.
So, Emily, given the lyrics that I've got, I just wanted to check their proper farming terms.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking at the lyrics, we've got Monday feeding ponies, Friday pumping slurry.
Well, I don't pump slurry because we didn't have slurry on the farm, but it is a farming term. Feeding ponies isn't no.
Okay.
No.
Well done, Chris.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah?
Am I right with the lyrics? If I was to say I was deeply ploughing?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he approves.
Thought so.
I'd say ploughing deep.
Guys, do you think you've got the words down from Chris's version?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, are you ready to give it a go?
Yes, I am.
Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, there's a will, there's a way, kind of beautiful. And every night has a state so magical. And if there's love in this life, there's no obstacle that can't be defeated. For every tyrant to tear for the vulnerable. And every loss, so the bones of a miracle. For every dreamer, a dream were unstoppable. With something to believe.
Emily.
Monday feeding ponies.
Ben.
Tuesday I was deeply ploughing.
Emily.
Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. I am shearing.
Ben.
Friday pumping slurry.
Emily.
And they're stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday.
Ben.
Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider.
Yes! So good.
Good work, everyone.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're here to play Real or No Real with Greg James. Nice to see you sober, by the way.
Nice to see you sober.
And a selection of facts, as you know. Some real, some absolutely, completely fictitious.
A rural island off the Cornish coast has nearly £500,000 worth of unclaimed lottery prizes. Because the nearest post office is a ferry ride away.
Sure.
But then it means that there's been loads of winners on that island. Like, they've been incredibly lucky. Because if it's a small island, there's not that many people playing the lottery on it, right?
Yeah. I hate it when there's unclaimed lottery money.
It's a shame, isn't it? It's a real shame.
Why does it annoy you? Do you think you should have that money if it's not claimed? Do you think, as like, if you draw the numbers... If the money's not claimed, you should keep the money.
I'm still not allowed to play the lottery, even though I don't do it anymore.
Not allowed to? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, even because you've set foot in there?
Yeah.
In Lottery HQ?
Because I've been near one of the machines in Lottery HQ.
Yeah.
No one in my house is allowed to play it.
I mean,
if
look,
you
look,
get
look,
a
look.
Sniff of the machine in the balls, you're not allowed to play.
Just a sniff of Guinevere.
Yeah.
Right, so you've had a sniff of the balls and you're not allowed anywhere near it.
It means he's not allowed to play.
Well... Story of your life.
And if I know.
The thing is, though, no offence, but what are you going to do? You're not going to rig the lottery. You can't rig the lottery.
They take it so seriously. That's why the draw masters have to wear gloves.
True.
I mean, that's quite funny in itself, isn't it?
Don't laugh at the lottery.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't do it anymore. I don't care. Actually, there was one time where I made a joke on the lottery and they were like, just a throwaway remark about the gloves or something. And they took me aside afterwards and went, Scott, this is not just a television show. This is a national event.
Yes, you told me off once because I was insisting that you knew what the numbers were before they came out.
They hated that.
You came back to me and said, you can't say that anymore. Yeah.
I think that's generally why I'm not on it anymore. So thanks, everyone.
Didn't you say something about the button as well?
So, when you see someone pressing the big red button, if you look closely, you'll see someone reach around the machine.
Reach around Guinevere.
Yeah. Or whatever the machine is. You know.
Sometimes Arthur.
Arthur was
Henry, retired.
Whatever it is.
Arthur's retired.
And you'll see someone just flick it.
I think Arthur's retired because I asked to buy it and they were like, no, it's going
to get... You want to buy a lottery machine?
Yeah.
Convert it into a washing machine.
Would that not be... Think about it. Would that not be epic in your, garage? Actual Guinevere just sat there. Think about it. You can play the lottery anytime you want. They wouldn't let me because they said it was going in a National Lottery Museum. I must go to that. How fascinating.
Well, it's just gone well.
I just imagine you just go, right, well, I quit anyway and you're not going to let me play. I'm going to buy you.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the whole thing. I'm taking Guinevere with me.
Where should we go today, Greg? Should we go to the National Lottery Museum? Oh, I'd love to.
Let's.
Right. Okay, so, real or no real? There's an island with £500,000 in unclaimed lottery prizes.
Surely not. Because it'll be such a small island, there won't be many people. So I'm going to say no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Didn't happen. What also annoys me is when lottery winners go, what are you going to do with the money? I'll probably just get some curtains for the lounge. No, tell me you're going to buy a yacht and, like, five houses.
Oh, I'm going to keep my job, though.
Yeah, it won't change me.
You've just won £93 million. Oh, but I'm going to keep my job.
And next.
Harry Styles has caused a stir amongst fans after leaving a recent One Direction gig wearing nail polish.
Oh, no.
OMG. How do they know? That's
why would that be a stir?
No, it's because, you know, fans of bands like One Direction, they absolutely obsess. It's like when Zayn changed his hair colour. Didn't he dye it green or something for a while? And Twitter went into meltdown.
Mm. Yeah, but to a certain extent, I understand that. If one of your favourite band members turned their hair green, it's quite noticeable. What we're talking about here, if I'm right with nail polish, that's invisible. Isn't it? Am I wrong with that?
Well, no.
Or is that the different coloured one?
Are you, no. Is there a difference between nail varnish and
nail polish?
I think polish is just clear, is it not? I don't know.
That's what I mean. So, oh. I mean, that's hardly, for me, that's hardly breaking news.
It would be for a One Direction fan.
No, but no, that they must mean like a colour. You wouldn't just put a glaze over there.
That's what I mean. He's got a glaze on!
He's
definitely got a glaze on. He's changed. He's got a glaze. I don't like them anymore. He's glazed.
Crisis.
Crisis says Harry gets glazed.
No, it's real definitely no a colour.
It's different colours.
Nail polish is a... Yeah. I mean, not that I know about these things.
So. Well, I'm sure if that's what he's done, I'm sure, you know, any small thing that happens causes a stir, if you will. So I'm going to say this is real.
I think, unfortunately and sadly, it's real.
That one is real.
Yes, he appeared with a dark shade of red on one finger, just the one finger, during a concert in Denmark. Maybe it's a cry for help.
But maybe it's the new thing. It's like, you know, when we were growing up, David Beckham's hair was the thing to copy. So you see him have a really rubbish haircut and you go, yeah, I kind of want it though.
Mm. Or the Rachel from Friends, which I had for some time.
You had the...
And next.
Daniel Craig's PIN number is 0007.
I mean, who'd have a geeky PIN code like that?
Yeah, I've no idea. thanks for that. must have remembered to change those after the show. Idiot.
We're causing jobs for each other.
Could be anything.
Now. So far, that's everyone ruled out the National Lottery for any kind of foreseeable future, and Grace got to change his PIN number.
I think they're going to put me in the National Lottery Museum.
They should.
Won't be long. Okay, so Daniel Craig's PIN number
Imagine they had a stuff you. Like a stuff or an embalmed. Like Lenin.
Here's one of the hosts from 2010 to 2013.
What was your favourite machine?
When he died, they stuffed him.
Did you have a favourite machine?
Guinevere.
Was it Guinevere?
100%.
Yeah. Really?
That's the one I wanted.
No, she's a saucy devil.
0007 is Daniel Craig's PIN number. Real or no real?
Obviously not. No real.
Definitely no real. And not even right anyway.
That one is no real.
No, yeah. Stupid. Imagine that. The name's Bond, James Bond. 007. James Bond. Bond, James Bond, 00007.
It's, 3 zeros and a 7.
0007, James Bond here. The name's James Bond. James Bond. 00007.
And next.
Former England footballer Michael Owen is having a domestic crisis because his dog keeps breaking wind.
Right. Do you know what dogs do this?
What a day to be alive.
I know. Now, I don't, you know me, I don't normally let one go in here, do I? But do you remember when we arrived at Aston University last night?
I actually couldn't believe it.
I didn't know what was happening
also,
to me.
Also, there was a lovely girl that was promoting the night last night that, when we turned up. And I don't know why you did Trump.
It's just like literally like I was
so
like
so loudly.
Yeah. Really? And he said that was absolutely uncalled for.
That was she was so nice. She bought us a couple of drinks and yes, and then that happened.
You're like an old couple.
I had to apologise for him, but if you did hear, I'm apologising now.
It didn't mean to come out then. I'm one step closer to the museum. Real or no real?
That's what your book should be called. Scott Mills, one step closer to the museum, out Monday.
Michael Owen's...
I've got a headache.
Michael Owen's dog keeps breaking wind, real or no real?
I really couldn't care less. No real, whatever, real.
Yeah, go on then.
That one is real.
Yeah, he tweeted about his problem a little while ago. I'm not sure if he solved it. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 40. I got everything right, and Greg got 30.
I got everything right.
Oh, yes. So, I love it when that happens.
Yeah. What's on today, Greg James?
40 of those. Yes. It will be today. We have two people. You know, Entourage.
Yeah.
We've got the guy who plays Vinny Chase and Johnny Drama.
Yes.
On the show today at 5:10.
That's awesome.
And film reviews from Rihanna after 6. The
Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow from 1.